Well, as I said yesterday, it was a lot of credit to the players for playing for a full 60 minutes. Things didn't go perfectly. We had our ups and downs and some bumps in the road, but in the end we hung in there. We played good at the end of the game. Made a big stop and then converted our possession. And coaches, players, everybody, I think there's really proud of the way that they handled it, and we hung in there. Dallas is a good team, and we're fortunate to have four turnovers and still be able to come out on top. So we just didn't leave very much room for error there at the end. Had one thing gone wrong anywhere along the line, that probably would have been it, but unfortunately it didn't. So we'll look at that film tomorrow, make those corrections, and talk about some of the situations and things that came up, and then try to take care of a few things here this week and come back next week and get ready for Pittsburgh. Kind of where we're at.
Phil, on the last drive on Brady's little 2-yard run, it looked like you landed on Matt Light's leg and kind of injured Light's ankle a little bit. I'm wondering if you could talk about Matt's performance on DeMarcus Ware after those plays where it looked like he was hobbling and still kind of kept him off.
Yeah, well, Matt showed a lot, like a lot of our players did, but Matt certainly showed a lot of mental toughness and physical toughness. I'm sure that that he was a little banged up there, and but with what was at stake in the game and how much what was left to do, he was able to push through it and get it done against a real good player. So he definitely deserves a lot of credit for that. But again, we had a number of guys out there that played that didn't have very much practice time during the week, and other guys that got banged up during the game. It was Matt did a great job, and there were other players, in similar type situations where they said they showed a lot of mental and physical toughness to get through it.
So what were your thoughts on Brandon Spike's performance?
I think Brandon's been improving a little bit every week, as he's increased his practice reps and his play time and all that. Like I said earlier this week, he really missed the entire preseason. So he missed the Miami game. So his preseason is kind of coming to a close right now, I'd say, in terms of time and practices and all that. So getting better, and he made some plays for us. Our next to last possession, time we were out there defensively when they were trying to run the clock. He blitzed up the middle a couple times and was disruptive, and we were able to get the runner for little or no gain. So he showed up on a few plays.
Did you like him as a blitzer coming out of college? Or I don't know. I don't even remember if he did much of that at Florida. Or is that something that he's kind of added?
His junior year, not so much. His junior year, not so much. His senior year, they really kept him on the field in their third down nickel packages, and he. He was a part of the rush most of the time.
Oh.
Most of the time. Either inside or outside, standing up or sometimes down.
Okay.
But he did rush his senior year, yeah.
Phil, I'm sure this has come up before, but I'm just wondering, with pup list guys being able to come off this week and this being a bye week, are there advantages or disadvantages to those two things coinciding right now?
With the... One more time, the pup list and the, what was the other thing?
Right, well, I guess, you're only going to be in there for a couple of days this week, so I was wondering if that's an advantage or a disadvantage to taking them off and getting that clock ticking now.
Right. I think it's something to think about. How much practice time you're actually going to get out of them at the expense of, like you said, starting the clock. Yep, it's something we'll have to talk about and, take a look at. Again, I think I said last week, the first decision is whether or not the player is ready to come off it. Physically, is he ready? Is he ready to participate and do everything? If he's not, then that's an easy call. And if he is, then you have to decide, what's, from a timing standpoint, how you want to handle it.
I'm sorry, just a rules refresher. So if a guy is not ready to come off the pup list after 6 weeks, does he go on IR then?
No.
Must he go on IR, I guess?
No, he has another three. You can start the clock anytime from the sixth week to the ninth week. Anytime you can start anywhere in there, and then it's a 3 week window.
Okay.
So you could not practice them for the next 3 weeks. Practice them prior to week 10, 11, 12, and then either activate them for the last however many games or put them on IR at that point.
Oh.
The 3 week window doesn't have to come these next 3 weeks. It could come, you know, the 8th through the 11th week or up until the 9th week. Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Bill, would you be terribly sad if the traditional post-game handshake between head coaches was to go away?
I haven't really thought about it.
There's been occasions when a lot of interest has been devoted to how you interact at the end of games with the other coach, or the other coaches interact with you, and there was an occasion yesterday where Jim Schwartz and Jim Harbaugh got a little dust up over just the whole tenor of the handshake, and I'm not sure if it becomes more trouble than it's worth in your estimation.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I can't speak on anybody else's situation or what happened somewhere else or didn't happen. I don't know.
All right, thanks, anyway. Since we're on random topics, did you see what happened to Sean Payton? And did that make you, I don't know, more aware, think twice about kind of where you're standing, or have you ever thought about that or encountered that during a game yourself?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's, you know, kind of similar to what happened to Charlie, Notre Dame, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah.
Ended up having to get, I think he had knee surgery. Yeah, I've been run over on the sideline before. Look, those guys are moving fast. Sometimes you're not actually looking. I mean, this happened to me many times on the sideline where you're not actually looking at the guy who ends up hitting you. You know, you're watching another part of the play. You're not watching the ball. You're watching something else, and then before you realize it, somebody's on top of you, and you know, you're in harm's way. So, you know, there's a reason why everybody tries to stay back on the sideline, and that's to give the officials room to, you know, to work the sideline and to keep everybody back, and, you know, also a reason why we're careful with our injured players about putting them on the sideline during games for those unexpected type situations where somebody could come, you know, flying over into the bench and they're just not able to move quickly enough to get out of the way. So, yeah. Be honest with you, it's you know, even worse in practice when you're actually out there, you know, sometimes coaching, you know, on the defensive side of the ball, you're behind the linebackers, behind the secondary, and get some of those guys moving pretty fast, and they can get on top of you in a hurry, especially when you're doing much speed to begin with. So, yeah, I mean, I have a lot of respect for those collisions, trust me.
So with the trade deadline tomorrow, do you anticipate making any deals?
I don't think there's any where the papers are just, you know, all typed up and ready to be signed, let's put it that way. But, you know, who knows what could happen.
Bill was wondering if what your thought is when it comes to Albert and how he's looked ever since he came back off the back problem that shelved him for a couple of weeks.
Well, I think, you know, that missed time, you know, just is a little bit of a hurdle for, you know, anybody. You know, we talked about spikes earlier. But I think, you know, Albert's been, that the more he's practiced and more regularly he's practiced and played, the better it's been. I thought he had, you know, several good plays yesterday. That was encouraging.
So along those same lines, can you talk about Andre Carter? You know, he hasn't missed a practice, you know, according to the injury reports, and it seems like the last couple of weeks in particular, he's really coming on performance-wise.
I think he's performed well all year. I really do. So I think he's had a real solid year for us. I think he's performed well, you know, pretty much since the first training camp practice. Very consistent, you know, high effort player, strong, experienced, knows what he's doing, very professional. He's been real consistent. I mean, I think it's really inaccurate to think that it's, you know, all of a sudden it's been something great because, you know, we had two sacks yesterday. Because that's, you know, the stat that really seems like all defensive linemen get measured by. I think that's very inaccurate. I think he's played consistently week in and week out. He had a couple of big plays yesterday, but, you know, he's a good player for us every week.
Take a final question for Coach.
Bill, you really only used, I want to say, three linebackers outside of maybe a play on the goal line. Was that more personnel-based, just maybe not having Mayo, or was that more maybe the idea of maybe simplifying some of the substitutions that you might normally do?
Well, I think that's definitely an advantage to it. Like, yeah, simplifying substitutions and also just maintaining continuity on the field so the linebackers can communicate with each other on a more consistent basis. And they can communicate with the front, and they can communicate with the secondary. And, you know, there's something to be said for matchups and getting different people in the game in different situations so you can match up. But there's also something to be said for, you know, having the same people communicate and playing together and being familiar with each other. So you try to, you know, balance those off. But that was definitely a part of it. You know, yesterday is having consistency on the field so that we could substitute fewer people, but, you know, hopefully be able to communicate better and, you know, have better execution on our side of the ball.
All right. Thank you, Coach.